This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now about market saturation and what you do when that happens to you. Botox hit the market, give or take, 17 years ago. And all those unwanted lines and wrinkles began slowly disappearing from the faces of usually women of usually a certain age. And then fillers came along to replace what nature and gravity had done to cheeks and lips. And now here we are with the older crowd pretty much spoken for and the multi-billion dollar cosmetic enhancement industry looking for new recruits. Because, as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, no matter how old you are, not getting any younger.
Monica Hickel and her two best friends, Becca and Katie, live in Columbus, Ohio, and do just about everything together.
We're all really close, so it's sort of like, you know, we meet to get our nails done, we meet sometimes to work out, we meet to go shopping, and we meet to go get our Botox.
Botox? Hickel and her friends are in their mid-30s.
We wanted to start young enough that people may never really notice that we got anything done, and it is just sort of part of our, you know, beauty routine that we go through.
Hickel says she spends around $1,000 a year to keep her forehead smooth and stave off the dreaded 11s. You know, those creases that form between your brows. She considers the treatments just another cost of living.
It's kind of, you know, exactly like an electric payment or a car payment, rent payment.
That kind of thinking has helped fuel a Botox boom among users who've come of age in the selfie culture. According to industry figures, in the past 5 years, injections have climbed more than 20% among 18 to 37-year-olds. So have the fortunes of Allergan, the pharma giant that makes Botox. And with preventing wrinkles now regarded as no biggie, there's, well, other work to be done.
Botox cosmetic is really the gateway. It is the gateway to all of aesthetics.
That's Carrie Strom, Allergan's VP for Medical Aesthetics. Allergan also makes Juvederm, a collection of fillers used to plump up lips, enhance cheeks, and smooth out creases. Strom says about half of millennials who get Botox also get filler. To get to the other half, the company is paying influencers and tripling its marketing budget to $150 million.
We really wanted to make Juvederm a verb.
Like it does in this ad, where a squad of energetic young women show how fabulous and fun flawless can be.
Ready to Juvederm it? Correct.
Alex Blinsky runs Plump, an injectable bar in New York City where East or West Coast lips can be had for $675. You can say goodbye to your gummy smile for $275 or buy some Insta-ready cheeks for just over $1,000. The stuff sells because
people are on Instagram and on their phones all day long, and they're sending each other pictures all the time.
Including Blinsky, who's 36.
I've done some fillers, and I've done a little fat melting under my chin. It makes me feel better about myself. I mean, that's what this is all about.
Blinsky, a doctor, left his job at an urgent care clinic 4 years ago to open Plump. Some doctors, though, were working injectables into their practice, like Ann Taylor, an Ohio plastic surgeon. She used to turn away women in their 20s and 30s. Now, they're 20% of her business, her own daughters included.
You know, my views have evolved. Like, okay, this is what they do.
And there's a growing industry to help them do it. Medical spas, which offer everything from fillers to Botox to laser treatments, have become a nearly $4 billion industry, according to the American Med Spa Association. That kind of growth has brought with it more risk, says Philip Langston. He's president of the American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery.
We have independent non-medical people opening up spas across the country, and there's no way that we can control the marketplace.
Because it's never been easier to sell youth to the young. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.